Hello, Frederick?
It's Frederick.
Hi, Frederick. This is Rumber from Austin Capital. We finance businesses. Do you still have FCB Trucking?
I sure do.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and just explain. I know you're kind of busy guy, so what we do is that we loan money to business owners, and, you know, we have the best rates. We don't check credit, and we approve you in 24 hours. As of right now, do you have any advances or any loans?
No, I don't have any merchant cash loans or anything like that.
Oh, okay. And how much is it that you make a month in revenue?
It's been down lately. I'd stay around 56,000 somewhere longer than that, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. And what is it that you do? You just drive a truck?
Yes, I drive them, own them, and all of that. I'm trying to get out. I've been in one 21 years. I'm trying to get out of the seat of it and just run them, own them, and work on them. Right now, they're working the stew out of me because I work on them. I drive them. A dispatch. I do it all. So.
Oh wow! You're what is it? One man do everything, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And do you have any partners, or is it just you?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I were able to get to capital at the best rate and term, how much would you need?
If I got anything, I wouldn't take nothing under 100K because anything else is just enough to get you halfway by and then you're right back scrap for cash again. So,
that's,
you know, and I know, with making $56,000 a month, you only loan out probably what you make in 1 month. So I get it. You probably couldn't do it, but that's fine. That's just where I'm at. I just did a bunch of these loans, and before I can do what I need to do with it, it's gone, and then all you left with paying the back, and it's put no cushion in there, you know.
That's true. That's very true. I mean, if you would have $100,000, what would you use it for?
Well, right now, perfect timing. I'm looking into building my own shop, but I work on this truck. I had to stop this past weekend. Working in the weather, in the rain, it started raining on me, so I lost time. But if I had a shop to put them, I got four trucks. So, you know, I have to change the oil, change the brakes, change the tires, do all of that. And when the weather gets bad, then I'm stalled in the water. So it's time for me now to expand and get me a bigger lot to park all my trucks so if I'm running out of space and build a shop so I can be out of the element when I'm working on. So that's where I'm kind of going because I'm trying to get to 5 trucks. I'm at 4,
mm-hmm.
but I got to get 2 more trailers and 1 more truck, and then I'll be satisfied. But in the meantime, I got to get out the weather. That's my next move.
Okay. And surely we can help you with that. How soon would you need the money?
I don't know yet because I hadn't really found the location just yet. I'm trying to find the perfect spot. To do it, so I grow this spot, and then got to do it again in the next 2 or 3 years. So,
okay.
I'm not in a rush, not in a hurry. I'm looking, but I hadn't got around to the money part yet. But I am looking to secure a spot, and then I can go from there. You know.
Got you. Okay. Well, I mean, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and send you an application. As soon as we hang up, the app is done online, so it can be done on your phone or a computer. It doesn't take no more than 5 minutes. You'll also receive a link that the email complete the app to upload 4 months of business bank statements. And then the underwriter will contact you shortly to present you an offer. So this is the quicker you do it, the quicker we'll give you an offer. I do have your email at frederickbrooks88fcb@gmail.com.
You got it.
Got it. Okay.
Who should I be looking for an email from? What's the name of the company?
Okay. So the email is going to be sent from me. It's going to be from Robert@milestonecapitalfunding.com.
Okay.
Okay. And this is.
Yeah, you had a little distortion there for a second. Uh-huh. I think I heard Marvin's or Milestonecapital.com.
It's Milestone Capital.
Oh, Milestone. Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. And so I'm going to go
You must have sent me an email before because that name sounds familiar there.
Huh. Well, I'm going to go ahead and check on my database, but I'm not really quite sure if we have it. Best phone number to reach you back at is it 334-322-2709?
That's correct.
Okay, so congratulations.
I get a lot of spam. I do got a business phone number. I get a lot of spam to come through a lot. So a lot of time I got a business phone now. I probably would pick it up quicker that way. As long as you don't come through as spam, then I don't know.
No. Okay, it's not going to come through. So it's going to go directly to your email. We did fix that. It was happening at back in the days. But now we have 3 years doing this, so it's going to be direct to your email. I'm going to go ahead and send it in a couple minutes. So, again, congratulations on taking the first steps. We look forward to getting you a great deal. And once again, look out for the email. It's going to be from my name at milescapitalfunding.com. And, again, the quicker you complete the link, the faster we can work and get you numbers, okay?
All right, so I like a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay on the line, we can go ahead and do it together because I did send it to already to your email.
Yeah, I'm driving right now. I'm at work, so it is got to be bad for me to try to do it. And there's a cop right in front of me.
I
don't want to take a risk there. But as soon as I get parked at the mail or something, I take a look at it and see what we got here.
Okay, no problem. I'll be waiting for your email. And again, thank you for your time, and you have a blessed day.
You too now.
All right, bye-bye now.